The information revolution's moving so fast it's hard for even the tech-savvy to keep up. More and more of the data we rely on are moving into what's called the cloud. It means your information may not be on your own computer, but in banks of computers somewhere else in the world. Now a new report by a task force on cloud computing says the federal government should stay out of the way to make sure Australians benefit from this major technological change. The report was done for the Department of Broadband Communications and the Digital Economy, but there are also real fears about the cloud's effect on consumer data and privacy. Michael Atkin reports.
You might have spent time in the cloud without realising it. If you've ever uploaded something to Google Docs or found your way using Google Maps, that's cloud computing. It works by allowing information to be stored on a server that's separate to where you're currently accessing it. Dr. Matthew Sorrell is Research Director of the Convergent Communications Research Group at Adelaide University. He's an enthusiastic cloud user, but says one problem can be not knowing where your data is.
You don't know, and for the most part, you don't even really care where your data is, which country it's in, and you're dealing with a service provider who is also working on huge economies of scale and isn't really interested in protecting you personally.
Last month, the flaws in cloud computing were exposed when Sony's PlayStation network was hacked. The personal information of 70 million users was unprotected and in some cases stolen. It included their names, addresses and credit card details. Dr. Matthew Sorrell is part of an industry task force which has examined the potential of cloud computing in Australia. It recommended the Gillard government consider developing an industry code of conduct, setting minimum contract standards and providing consumer education.
The real problem that you have if you do start to become prescriptive with a legislative approach to how you want things done is that the industry will say, okay, that's all too hard. We're going to deliver these services in a way that makes that legislation redundant.
But while David Vale agrees that cloud computing has huge potential, he's disappointed that users haven't been properly consulted. David Vale is the director of the Cyber Law Centre at the University of New South Wales.
Well, it does look a bit like government and industry quietly talking to each other behind closed doors and leaving out the, 20 million or so users that are actually involved.
David Vale disagrees with several aspects of the task force report.
They have focused on what I think is a very poor model, which is this so-called trust mark. You know, a little logo that appears on a website and it's meant to make you feel warm and comfortable. You have trust and confidence that everything's okay. Most such trust marks in operation are not really trustworthy.
Improving consumer protection is important, according to Colin Jacobs, but he says the Gillard government shouldn't get in the way of innovation. Colin Jacobs is the chair of Electronic Frontiers Australia.
We're in favour of a principles-based legislation that requires companies to make best efforts to look after user privacy in various areas, but doesn't mandate specific technological solutions. You know, we're often focusing on the privacy impacts of these new technologies, for instance, what can happen if there's a breach, what can happen if there's a leak. Those are all legitimate concerns, but there is massive benefits as well. And we can't end up in a situation where the law is stifling innovation.
Colin Jacobs from Electronic Frontiers Australia with Michael Atkin.